what's wrong? Nothing. It's really nothing. I'm just a little bit scared. Maybe a lot scared. Because every time this has happened before, I feel like something goes wrong. Back when I looked more like a normal boy, maybe it was harder. But I don't know. I want them to like me. And I want them to approve of me. It's really hard to get that sometimes, you know? I guess I'm just scared to meet your parents is all. I'm scared. I'm really scared. This is normal, right? This is completely normal. Everyone's scared when they meet their partner's parents. I guess as long as you're with me, I'll be okay. Just stay close to me. We're gonna have dinner. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna meet your mom and your dad. And you said your uncle, too? He lives with y'all? Okay, so that's three people. Three people that are over twice my age. Much more mature than me. I'm just 20. You sure they're not gonna have a problem with my age? You're like 5 years older than me. Okay. That makes sense. Your mom was like 3 years older than your dad, so I guess that's kind of similar. Okay. So we're driving. How long until we get there? Oh God. This neighborhood. It's really pretty. It's really pretty. It's a lot prettier than mine. Those houses are big. Holy crap. Really big. Super, super big. Okay. Is that your house? It's really nice. Nice blue. Why so blue? Sorry. We're pulling into your driveway. And God, oh God, oh God. Okay, we're parked. They don't know we're here yet, right? They don't really check, I'm guessing. Wonder, is it gonna be okay? I always feel calmer when you touch me. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Okay. This is good. This is good. Okay. I guess we can go in now. Open the car door. I'm ready. Let's go. Okay, I'm not ready. Okay, now we're looking at the front door. They probably already know we're here. They probably noticed a car pulling up. They probably just know and like, whoa, what are they doing? Tell me it's okay, partner. Please tell me. It's gonna be okay. We've been dating for 5 months. I think it's about time. It's about time. Yeah, it's definitely about time, I think. I mean, you already met my mom, but she's cool. She's a cool mom. Okay. Should we just go in? Do we knock? Of course you have keys. Okay. I'm ready. Let's go in. Oh. Hi. I'm your child's girlfriend. Is that what we're really going with? Girlfriend. Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Maddie, but I suppose you already know that, ma'am. This is a really lovely home. It's a lovely neighborhood. It's really pretty and nice and luxurious and stuff. It's really nice. It's a big house. Oh, should I take my shoes off? What am I supposed to do? Where do I put the shoes? Okay, let me just take those off. Okay, we're on the ground. I'm in my socks and me sockos. So, oh, hi. You must be the dad. It's nice to meet you, too. I'm Maddie again. You want to handshake me? Okay. Whoa! You have a tight grip, sir. So, yeah, me and your child have been dating for about 5 months now, and I think we really like each other. help me. I'm sorry. I'll just be honest. I'm gonna be honest. I'm just a little nervous. Y'all can tell. Yeah, I bet. I haven't done this in a while. Wait, you're very welcoming people. I really thank you so much. So, may I ask what we're having for dinner? Tacos? Well, I love tacos. Yeah. I haven't been a different way, but the American style is pretty good too. Oh, well, I was born here. I'm American, but my family makes them differently. I know nobody can really tell that I'm Hispanic and white. I'm mixed, but I just look more white for whatever reason. Yeah. So we make more like traditional tacos, but these are great. I really like this style too. So I guess we're just gonna. Can you show me around? Yeah, I'm just gonna be showed around the place. So this is your living room. It's really big. Here, can we sit on the couch if you don't mind? Okay, am I doing okay? Am I doing okay, partner? Love? Babe? Am I doing alright? Okay, that's good to know. That's really good to know. I'm not completely blowing it, but I'm hearing myself, and I don't think I'm doing very well at all. Do you think they like me? Too early to tell. This is a little weird, being introduced as your girlfriend. They really can't tell. I mean, I know I kind of look like a girl, but I don't really sound like a girl. I guess I don't really sound like a boy either. So it's just temporary, because you don't want them to know that you're bisexual. Bit of a weird situation. I know we talked about this before. I'm actually okay with this because I really like being perceived as a girl, even though I know I'm a boy. But yeah, I mean, I even have boobs, so not that hard for people to believe. Oh, hi! You must be the uncle. Hi, let me stand up. It's nice to meet you. This is my third case. But hi, I'm their partner. It's really nice to meet you. Yeah. I'm the girlfriend. I know. Yeah. You're gonna go to the kitchen. Okay, it was nice to meet you. See you in a bit when dinner's ready. I think your uncle knows I'm a boy. Don't mind him. I'll try not to mind him. I'm really hungry. I'm glad it's dinner time. Let me just lay on your tummy. Thank you for petting me. I'm scared, but I think it's more than that. I'm afraid. I guess it's the same thing, but I don't know. It's just more of a deep feeling. It's deep. I'm so scared of failing myself and you and everything. It's a lot of pressure. And not unique pressure. Everyone goes through this. But I guess I feel like I'm a little less adept at dealing with things. Or maybe this is normal too. Maybe everyone my age feels this way. I guess it's normal. And if it's normal, that means I can get through it. Because there's a lot of people that can relate. You know what? Let's have this dinner. I'm going to get through it. I think that went really well. Your mom is really caring and your dad's really interesting. And even your uncle kind of turned around. He seems nice, actually, once you get to know him a bit. It's in 3 hours? Holy crap. How did that happen? You want to show me your room? Your childhood room? Okay, let's go upstairs. Sorry, I like to run up the stairs, you know that. So this is your room. It's really small compared to the rest of everything. Look at your bed. That's like a tiny little bed. You used to sleep in that? You're like 6'2" now. Holy crap, when were you that small that you could sleep in that? You were sleeping in it only 2 years ago? That's crazy. It must have been way too big. Your parents seem like they make a decent amount of money, so I'm surprised they didn't get you a better bed. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pushing buttons. I won't ask any more about that. At least you got a couch in here and a TV. The couch is bigger than the bed. Let's sit in it. Close the door? Want me to close the door? We can't have sex in your parents' home. They're not as cool as my mom. We can't just do that. Oh, you closed the door. You closed the door. To be clear, I'm giving my consent. So, even though I sound hesitant, I actually kind of really want to, but I'm not going to act like I don't think it's a good idea. So, yeah, we can't have sex in your parents' house. Most close stay on it this time. Oh. Oh, stay quiet, stay quiet. I want to stay quiet so no one hears us. I can stay quiet. I can stay quiet. In this house. That's my nipples. I'm sensitive on the puffy nipples. Oh. Hopefully your parents didn't hear. Thank you to my patrons, SG7 Dawn, Kelter Melter, Jaffel73, Mark Murphy, Josh Height, 888, and Just a Gamer Guy 98.